If you're watching this channel, it's because you don't enjoy watching the world squander what Christendom built, but you want to do your part. And chances are you've heard me mention a great means by doing just that. Email made by and for Catholics. Check out fidei.email. That's FIDEI.email. Built for Catholic individuals, families, organizations, and groups. They're private, secure, and of course, they're Catholic. And they're offering 2 months off on your first year for an annual subscription if you enter the coupon code Return to Tradition without spaces. That's the name of this channel, without spaces, at checkout.
One strategy the modernists have used to force change onto the church is to ignore Vatican decrees to the contrary of whatever it is that these people are trying to do, and to just do it themselves, to go forward without official permission. That's how you got girl altar boys. That's how you got communion in the hand. That's how you got Protestant music at Catholic masses. That's how you got a whole lot of things. And every single time, Rome has either ignored what they were doing, which is giving tacit permission, or begrudgingly given them permission. Again, communion in the hand is a perfect example of the latter, a practice that was not allowed in Vatican City, much to the consternation of many American travelers, until in the last few years. And now we're going to see this with deaconettes. It really does look like the signs are there that non-ordained deaconesses in some form or another are coming. What this looks like is anybody's guess. But at least one bishop has taken the initiative to force the issue by graduating a group of young women and calling them deaconesses. It's already here, folks. Deaconettes are here already. And Rome will respond, but how do you think Rome, under the likes of Fernandez and Roach, Parolin, and of course Francis, are going to react to this move? This not waiting for the universal church, not waiting for Francis to give them permission in some decree that's likely to come later this year or next year, given how often we're having news reports coming from reliable Catholic news sources saying that Francis is meeting with his Council of Cardinals and with experts on the role of women in the church. How long until he issues a document allowing for quote-unquote non-ordained deaconesses? Especially with this story. Headline from Info Vaticana. German bishop, of course, names 13 women deaconesses in the spirit. In the spirit. Again, note in the spirit. They never talk about what spirit they're talking about. We see this a lot with the Synod on Synodality, as they call it, or the Synod of Sin, as I've called it in the past. You see it a lot with that. You see this a lot with a lot of post-conciliar documents, even from popes you probably liked, talking about things being in the spirit, a more ambiguous reference to the Holy Spirit than you would have seen before Vatican II. And it does get a lot of us to question, what spirit are you actually talking about when you won't refer to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost explicitly? And you're seeing this here. We're not really sure what they mean by the spirit. One could argue that this bishop is talking about them being in the spirit of the age. Let's see his excuse together. Quote, the Germans do not give up. Ludger Scheppers, auxiliary bishop of Essen, has named 13 women deaconesses in the spirit who have completed a 3.5-year training program with the Women's Diaconate Network to the applause of the National Episcopate. We have said it here. Change will always be pastoral, to reach the same place by avoiding impossible doctrinal pronouncements. Just as was done with the very pastoral blessings of James Martin Parings, not to be confused with sacramental marriage, the quote-unquote priestesses will also arrive pastorally, not to be confused with the sacrament of orders, and then time will do the rest of the trick. This is how Auxiliary Bishop Ludger Spears of Essen celebrated a mass and a certificate ceremony for 13 women from the Women's Diaconate Network, as a prelate close to the deaconess ordination movement. Not in vain, Schuppers was the first German Catholic bishop to attend a James Martin blessing in 2022. Recently, the German bishops appointed him the first, quote, commissioner for strange pastoral care. In his homily, which he delivered together with Sister Edith Maria Magar, superior of the Franciscan community of Waldreichbach, host of the event, he called for the recognition of women as deacons. A summary of her words said that, quote, women are also called. Women have rightly felt discriminated against in the church and excluded from their vocation. Shepherds agrees with the nun in denouncing the fact that, quote, this inequality is not seen as a grievance that must be remedied. For her part, Sister Magar stated that the event, quote, should not be underestimated as a political sign. The nun criticized that, unlike men, they cannot expect to be ordained deacons, and only because they are women. Although he was not present at the opening, the president of the German Bishops' Conference, Monsignor Georg Botzing, sent a special message of congratulations to the women who completed the course. They are a blessing to our church, he said. End quote. 3.5-year course. Sounds an awful lot like seminary, doesn't it? Seminary tends to last longer than 3.5 years for pririests. But 3.5 years is an awful long time to send someone to training for a non-ordained position. And they've been planning this since the beginning. 3.5 years. That puts this to late 2020, when these women started their training. And back then, I covered on this channel Francis telling them no, to don't pursue your German synodal way without the rest of the universal church. Not a prohibition on them pursuing error, but a prohibition against them doing it without the rest of the church. And now they have their first class of graduates. And Georg Botzing, the head of the German bishops in the German synodal way, congratulated them for it. The German bishops are at least mostly unified on this issue. Your first group of deaconettes. Will Rome act? Do you see Francis saying no to this? To him issuing a condemnation, telling them, you can't do this without the rest of us? Do you expect him to say, this is an impossibility? He has said that verbally. But then he continues meeting with these special groups to try to figure out a workaround. And while one figure in the Vatican has recently said that Francis is more interested in the process of synodality, this dialogue between laity and bishops and priests and the rest of it for mutual problem solving and mutual accompaniment and discerning and all the rest of it, Fiducia Supplicans shows the lie to that. The Synod on Synodality was supposed to be where that whole issue, the Fiducia Supplicans blessings issue, was taken up. And Francis undercut it by simply issuing that document himself. Perhaps he did that to save face for the Synod. After all, if the Synod on Synodality issued a document calling for the blessings of James Martin Parings and other irregular situations, as well as the other evil things in that document, the Synod on Synodality would have actually lost its credibility. It would have had its authority destroyed by such a declaration, whereas Francis can invoke the power of the papacy and the power of the now dicastery for the doctrine of the faith, the former holy office, for promoting this error. He can invoke their prestige, their authority, whereas the Synod has no authority. It's a meeting body about discussing meetings about meetings, essentially, and the role of laity in decision-making in the church. And most people can tell you that the laity have virtually no role in decision-making in the church because the church is hierarchical by nature. Christ appointed shepherds to lead the sheep, and that we as laity should remember our place in all of this. But that's not synodality, not in the truest sense, not in the sense that they are promoting in modernist Rome. I'm curious what you have to say about this. Are you surprised? First graduation class of deaconesses, 3.5 years in the making. Does that surprise you at all? It doesn't surprise me one bit. It's a little, the only thing that's surprising is because of how Germany went all in and during the events of 2020 that they started a class on this in the later part of that year. Germany didn't let up on that stuff until something like mid-2021, so I'm a little surprised, but they started it anyway. That's how important this was to those bishops. That's how all in they are on it. And it looks like they're not willing to wait for Rome on this because they know that Rome's not going to give them everything they want. Will those bishops ordain them? Try to actually give them the sacrament of holy orders. Let me know your thought on that in the comments, please. hit like and subscribe if you haven't. It does help. So to sharing this on social media, that helps too. If you've ever thought about becoming a patron of Return to Tradition, supporting the work we do here, keeping these messages and live streams coming daily, there are options in the description box below. Your support is greatly appreciated. And as always, pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.